All right, let's open our Bibles, please, to Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. We're talking on spiritual warfare. This is volume 2, number 10, part 10. It's called Facing the Giants. Facing the Giants. And he says here, starting at verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness," underlying rulers of the darkness, "of this world, against wickedness, of spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Okay. All right, facing the giants. Let's go back to Joshua chapter 1. In verse 1, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, and go over this Jordan upon thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to you them, even," glory to God, "even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From this wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites," say all the land of the Hittites, "and into the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not," what? "Fail thee or forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage." I'll stop right there. Be strong and of good courage. You know, I, some time ago, went to find out about a Navy SEAL. Now, I'm using this Veterans Day as a kind of a theme for tonight. And I was in the military, and I was in combat. And before you go in combat, they train you. They get you ready for it. I remember we had to go to sea survival school in case you had to eject out of a fighter over water. How would you survive? So you had to go to sea survival. Then I had to go to jungle survival, because when I went, the war that was in was Vietnam. And so if you know anything about that country, the foliage is so thick. And you have to learn how to survive. I remember sitting in a class, and the man said to me, he said, "Now these are some of the berries that you can eat if you're on the run. Now these look just like these, but these will kill you." Indeed, I had to open my eyes real wide. I had to say, okay, let me make sure I got the right berries here. But my point to you is that you could lose your life for lack of knowledge. Didn't know you could lose it. And so you went through those schools because those schools were training for you for the time that you're going to be in the actual combat, they got you ready. And basically, church is school. And when you graduate, you're dead. You don't stop learning until you leave here. That's what I meant. That's all your expressions out there, man. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, you're gonna live. But when you stop coming to school, that means you're out of here. It's the only way you can stop coming. And so this school is what they prepared me for. So I went to radar school for the airplane that I was going to fly, and also for operation school, for them giving you similar kinds of situations where you would actually be in combat. And you'd have to do air-to-air training, you have to do air-to-ground training, you had to do all kinds of stuff. So they really made a soldier out of you. And they made you fearless. When you went over there, true enough, there might be some things that you had to buddy up with somebody who'd been over in the theater for a while, and they would teach you what you needed to know, but basically, they tried to give you enough knowledge to take the fear out. And that's what the Bible is designed to do. The Bible says, perfect love casts fear. David said, I sought the Lord, I think it's Psalm chapter 37 and verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I was determined that when I went into the ministry that I would not fear. And what people do is they go around places sometimes trying to avoid the giants. And I'm not saying that you should just look for trouble. Maybe I am saying that, because you're going to put that trouble down. That's what you're going to go in and do. But you got to go out and evangelize. You got to go taste it. You got to go, whatever your fear is, confront that fear. You got to do it. I witnessed on the corner downtown Chicago, right in the middle of town. And it didn't make any difference. I didn't fear what people thought about me. I wasn't looking to make a name for myself. What I was looking to do is that I shared with God that if I go into this thing, I am not going to be like some of the people I saw. I am not going to be some weak trying to give somebody something so they'll like me kind of individual. I'm going to make sure that I'm keeping the standard that God has set for the church. And that's what they do. They fly us in those airplanes, and what they would do, now I'm not saying you have to go out on the block and lift up a Bible and preach. That was my job. But you have to be bold when God calls you to do something. Because he that keeps my commandments is he that loves me. See, you can't say you love Jesus and won't do what he says. And when he says, hey, I want you to tell them, I want you to share with them, I want you so forth, you just got to do it. So then we go and get in that airplane, and every year, even during combat, they have somebody who would sit in your back seat as a pilot. They'd sit in your back seat and they'd grade you. He's called the grading officer. It was called standard evaluation, standardization and evaluation. We called it stand eval. And there would be an officer that was out to rate you and you're flying once a year. Now notice what he was doing. Basically, he was keeping a standard. He was keeping a standard. And I have a scripture here. I sure hope I can find this. I have a scripture here, and it's found in Isaiah 62 and verse 10. Isaiah 62 and verse 10. I just want to make sure that we deal with the fear. Because God doesn't want you to have one ounce of fear about anything. The first thing fear will do is make you make the wrong decision. He says here in verse 10, go through the gates, but peer ye.